I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Reports say suicide bombers killed upwards of 30 people in an attack on a Somali hotel this week. Attacks like this make it hard to believe that Islam is a peaceful religion. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says,
we have a major crisis in the Muslim world. We have a religion that allows you to kill in the name of God, while Jesus said anyone who commits sin is a slave for sin, but if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. What Muslims need to hear today is the gospel of love, the gospel of freedom, the gospel of forgiveness.
Crescent Project does this by training people for one goal.
We want every Muslim in North America, whether in Canada, Mexico, or United States, to hear the good news of Christ.
Next, as disasters continue to strike, it's easy to forget what struck just a few years ago. But the people living in disaster-inflicted areas have far from forgotten. 3 years ago this month, a series of earthquakes hit Chincha, Peru. Over 40,000 homes were destroyed. And since then, the Evangelical Free Church of America has been sending teams down to help rebuild homes and to share the hope of Christ. There's still a long way to go. So if you can help build, go to our website. And at the end of July, Mission Network News reported that a camp for kids in Kenya's slums was about to start up. Camp is over now, and lives have definitely changed. Global Action's Emily Voorhees says that throughout the week of music, drama, Bible study, and fellowship with the teens, there were many victories for Christ.
The thing that we heard consistently with the teenagers as they were leaving was how this really helped them understand, first of all, their own relationship with the Lord, that they are created with purpose, and that He wants to use them in their own neighborhood and in their schools to really stand up for Him.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.